listening to BrandonTypesHere.com Podcast 003. The following episode is Robot Ramblings. Enjoy.
Welcome to BrandonTypesHere.com Podcast 003. We're here with Chuck. Hey, Chuck, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Brandon. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. And Chuck, what phone are you currently using on the Android system?
I'm currently using a Droid X.
And how have you liked it so far?
I enjoy it. I have larger hands so that the large screen is much easier for me to use than one of the smaller phones that my friends have. I also like the features of it. And just having the Android operating system. Big plus from the old BlackBerry that I used to use.
What app do you use the most on your phone?
Probably the one I use most. I actually use the Aldico book program, which allows me to read my ebooks on my phone. Another one I use, since I'm in the process of losing weight, is a calorie counter that allows me to keep track of all the calories I've eaten per day, the exercise I've done, stuff like that. As far as games go, probably Angry Birds. I think everybody plays the whole ton of Angry Birds.
What do you think about SoundHound?
Yeah, I downloaded it myself. I don't know how well it works. I haven't played with it yet. But it seems pretty nice. Yeah, I got the SoundHound loaded up now. It's got an easy to use interface. It's got one giant button to tap here, and then it listens to whatever sounds are currently going into the microphone for a song. And it also has off the front page, it's also got a search, so you can search for, you know, title, artist, album, or lyrics. I don't know how well the lyrics work. Let's see here. Throw up some random lyrics. Now, of course, when I need to think of some random lyrics, I can't think of a single one. Here we go. Trust some Bon Jovi. And, hey, brought it up pretty easy. Yeah. So the lyric search function works pretty well.
Do you see yourself going to the Android market more often, or do you see yourself going to the Amazon App Store more often?
Actually, now that I found out about the free app every day, I check it just about every day. Sometimes, because the free apps do stay on there for free I think the longest I've seen it stay on here is like 3 or 4 days. So I don't, you know, I try to check it every day, but if I don't, I don't worry about it too much, since I know the app's still going to be up there for free for at least another day. But I generally check it. I check that in the Amazon MP3 because it gets a free song every day.
Are those free songs that it gives every day big name songs?
Yeah. It's a mix of both little known bands and then big name bands. Like today, the song is Love Will Set You Free by Whitesnake, which is, you know, a big 80s band. What was yesterday? Do I even have it on here? No, I didn't download it. Yesterday is a band that I just didn't like, but it was another one. Then I had a little known band the day before that called The Death Set. And I think Michael Bublé was one of the songs earlier this week. So it's like I don't download every song every day, but I hit them up. And then now with the being able to just download it to my cloud drive straight from that app, that way I can just stream it straight from my phone without having to worry.
Do you find that easy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the cloud drive, I guess it's new because I didn't notice it a week ago.
It's new.
But it's sort of nice. The Amazon cloud drive is like just 5 gigs of storage. For music, you probably put other stuff on it. Yeah, videos as well, it says. You know, it's 5 gigs for free, and instead of downloading all the stuff to your Droid phone or any MP3, like if you're sitting at your computer downloading MP3s from Amazon. You know, you buy the digital albums on there. You can just load it straight to your cloud drive. Boom, it's there, and then you can stream it from that to your phone. So, like, I just stream it to my phone or your computer or anything else that you have connected to your Amazon account. There's a list here of what it can stream to.
I heard that if you buy an album or buy a song that it increases your gigabytes.
Yeah, I haven't went through because I just started playing with it a little earlier today. I know it's like 5 gigs is free, and then it's $1 a gig per year subscription fee to increase your cloud drive. And you can only go up to 1 terabyte, but that's like $1,000 a year, which right. is sort of insane.
You might as well buy a terabyte drive.
Yeah.
Find local retailers.
Yeah, so like, you know, for the free 5 gig, hey, you know, that's pretty awesome. That way you can download stuff, set it up there and stream it without having to worry about. Because that's a bad thing. Like some of the DRM and stuff, you can only download it to one device. If you set it up to your cloud drive, then you can stream it to multiple devices without having to worry about it because it doesn't use up the fair uses that you have the song to download it to different things from there, to stream it rather from the cloud player.
Right.
The only bad thing I see about it is that do not have any kind of security or privacy settings on it.
Wow.
So there's no.
Now, are you able to load actual MP3 files that you have that aren't yes. DRM into the Amazon cloud?
Yes, you're allowed to upload any songs or videos to it. The only thing is, you know, the contract states that Amazon has the right to access your files and that there's no guarantee that they'll be safe in the cloud, other than the ones, obviously, that you purchase through Amazon, because you can always re-download those to the cloud if they get deleted for whatever reason.
Right.
Well, a little different from some of the other options out there, because I know I use Microsoft SkyDrive, and that's like 25 gigs, and they only share your content if they're legally required to. Amazon doesn't have we're only going to give that information out to people that have the legal ability to get it. They'll just, you know, it's in the clause there. They can give it out to anybody, I guess, which, you know, not as cool, but I mean, this is what I use it for, is just MP3s on my phone. So I'm not really caring too much about it. Takes the place of my iPod.
What's one of the worst apps you've ever downloaded off the Android market?
Ooh. There was one of them I downloaded just the other day. That was... What was it that I downloaded? It was one of the little games, but as soon as I downloaded it, it started popping up ads, like, while I was using my phone, just normally. Wow. It was insane. Like, I couldn't do anything without...
Honestly, wouldn't download an app that I didn't read about what exactly it installed on there. If it's checking SD cards and stuff like that, and it shouldn't be, that's not something that I'd want to download.
And also check the reviews. A lot of the reviews I've noticed, because there's a couple that I didn't download specifically for that, because I was looking for a couple apps to change my ringtones and to update them. And one of the apps that I went and checked out, I went down and looked at the reviews, and probably the first 3 reviews all said, you know, this installs with too many permissions, and it starts popping up insane amounts of ads all over your phone, even when you're not using it.
Wow.
So I just skipped that one by, went to the next one. I also think one of the other programs I probably use at least every day is Waze. So... driving GPS program, but it actually gives you points. It's pretty much turns your GPS and driving around in your car into a game, which is sort of neat. And they actually have from time to time nifty little contests as well, like on the launch of the 3DS, they had little Marios that would pop up on your GPS as you were driving around, and as you run over them, it gives you points.
Oh,
and
wow.
If you followed them to a launch event of the 3DS and checked in using using Foursquare and Waze, then you were entered in for a chance to win a 3DS of your choice, which is sort of neat. It's like your basic GPS. You know, it just shows the map. You have your little car on it. It follows you around, but it gives you points based on, like, if nobody else that's used the Waze program has driven down a road, it gives you points for being the first person to drive down that road. It gives you so many points for, like, if there's a wreck and you type it in, report it using the Waze program, it gives you points for that and stuff. And then you level up, you get better icons, you know, a little better car icons and emoticons and stuff for your avatars. And then, of course, you know, you can bring up your report and check and see how well you've done versus your friends. And then you can actually do how well versus the people in your region or your state. And then you can go nationwide, too. And Waze is actually apparently spread all over the world because you can go worldwide with it now on the report.
I see that it is rated 5 stars. It must be pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it used to be not as good. When I first got it, it did not like being interrupted. So if a pop-up came up from another program, like if you got a text or what have you, it would just die. It would lock up your entire phone, which was not good.
Right.
But now they had an update a couple days ago that actually fixed it. So now I can get pop-ups, and I can actually, because that was one of the things when I had it in my car dock, and I would accidentally pull it off without turning Waze off first, it would lock my phone up, and I would have to do it. I thought I saw that this was worldwide, but I can't find that anymore.
How does mapping work?
So you can turn on, it turns your little car into a bulldozer icon as you're driving down a road that's not on the map. And then once it's done, once you get home, you go on the computer, go to the Waze site, and then you give the correct name for the road and stuff and confirm it as an actual road, like whether or not it's two-way, you do all the information for it and it updates it and adds it to the map. So the map's sort of user-generated. They do some basic, they started with a basic GPS map, and then from there it's been customized and added to by the users.
Will it tell you where police traps and speed cams are?
Yeah. As long as somebody's reporting them, it'll show up. It even does auto-reporting on a lot of things, too, as far as, like, traffic and how rough traffic is in a certain area. Like, if I'm driving down the highway and for whatever reason there's a wreck and I slow down to under the speed limit, after about 5 minutes, it automatically updates the road for everybody around me and lets them know that that road's going at 15 miles an hour or whatever because of the wrecks.
Thank you for joining us, Chuck, and check back with us next Wednesday. We may have another special guest on. You never know. Thanks for listening to Brandon Tapps here, 003 Robot Ramblings.